The U.S. Meat Export Federation has just completed its U.S. Beef Roadshow in China, highlighting U.S. beef in the country's three largest cities. Senior VP Joel Haggard has more details in this USMEF report.
We thought very early on when we knew beef access was coming that it would be very beneficial to our industry and to our exporter members to come and experience the market. In addition to that, it's obvious that we are able to attract a large number of buyers at each of the three stops we make, one in North China, one in Central China, and one in South China. So the roadshow is really an exhibition of beef exporters, and it's to a closed audience of screened importer candidates and end user customers. We believe this format is the ideal one to promote U.S. beef exports here and further the momentum that's already been in the marketplace.
Peter Cho of Topping Cuisine International is a major beef importer in China.
We see the market started moving, so we have some major accounts like the most famous steakhouse in Shanghai, the Mortons and Park Hyatt and stuff. They are committed to put U.S. steaks on the menus already. Of course, we understand that there might be some learning curve from the state side, from our side, how to match the requirements here. But we feel confident as time moving and the market will accept more and more U.S. beef.
Evan Wang represents U.S.-based exporter PMI Foods in the region.
One of the questions we have been hearing from the customers in China is where can they get U.S. beef and where they can get consistent supply. So that's why we're here, to explain how much volume, the process, and the grading system of the quality of U.S. beef. I think it's very successful, and we got a lot of inquiries.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.